Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chad Dukes versus the world joins us again on the bench from the Fan in D.C. So what a party that the Capitals threw. From the moment they won the cup in Vegas, which is just the greatest place on earth to win anything, literally, they went on a tear. Carver High and I were very impressed with the performance of the Ovechkin types. His drinking and partying and the pictures of him swimming naked in a fountain, pictures of him sleeping with the Stanley Cup, him doing upside down keg stands, things of this nature, all driving in the streets of D.C. and saying hi to people at stoplights, shaving his beard finally and taking another round of photos and getting hammered. I mean, this is the stuff of legend.
It certainly is, Scotty, as well as seeing the Nicki Minaj Eminem sex tape on Pharrell on the bench.com. It's the only place that has it, actually. If you head over there right now, you can check it out. I got to say, Ovi has been...
I actually know her pretty well.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Carnally?
I mean, just from my Howard Stern days, let's just say I know all of them, and I know her very well. Let's just say she spent some time in the studio, let's just say. Shep, didn't you do something with Nikki Benz once in my studio? No comment from Shep. It was all very dirty what happened.
Everything I'm hearing makes me think that Scotty Farrell needs to be up for the Radio Hall of Fame, but I digress.
Please, good luck. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Let me tell you this: the softening is not the right word, Scotty. These guys are big, tough hockey guys, but the babyface run that they've been on here in Washington D.C., the darlings, the fact they broke through the glass ceiling, and the alcoholism, the rampant alcoholism that is pervasive. And look, you've been down the road, Scotty. You're either going to quit drinking, or the drinking's going to either kill you, or you're going to end up in jail. And I'm still in the throes of that part of it. Everybody else that hasn't gotten to that part, they identify so much with this team. They're crushing beers. Guys are throwing 24-ounce Bud Lights up on top of double-decker buses. And these guys aren't saying, no, I got to have a wheat germ shake like where the NFL is. They're crushing them on their foreheads and shotgunning them. And they're dropping F-bombs left and right on the National Mall in front of the Capitol building. I mean, blue-collar, relatable, everything that you think about hockey and the reason why it's developed, the hardcore fan base that it has. We're experiencing that in tidal wave formation here in D.C.
It'll never be better than this win. I mean, just so you know, I have been lucky enough, my team, to win five of them. And so let me just say, they never, and I'm being honest, once you win them, it's the greatest thing in the world. You're just on cloud nine. There's no ever denying that. But I'm saying there's nothing like that first one. I mean, like the first lover. I mean, this is the greatest. When you win, because when my basketball team won our first title, tonight we won our eighth. When I won the first one, I literally came in here to work with no underwear on or anything. And it was, and I mean, I smoked like 50 doobies after the win. And then, but I'm telling you that the Capitals will never celebrate again like they did the first time. If they win it again, they'll be like, this is old hat. But the first one is when you behave real poorly and just get hammered.
Well, Scotty, they may not celebrate again because Barry Trotz isn't under contract. I mean, John Carlson isn't under contract. Jay Beagle isn't under contract.
Who cares?
I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, they may not celebrate again. Like, nobody's worried about that. Like, these guys are, you know, everybody's trying to make the parable between the Capitals and the Nationals now comparable it is here locally with the expectations, then not reaching it, and finally the Capitals doing this thing. But I don't know if anyone's worried about that right now. And Alexander Ovechkin, Jesus, I mean, he's been beloved here locally, but I believe it's like on a national level. He's been viewed as a somewhat odious figure. I don't know how he can be now. I mean, the broken English, the F-bombs, all of the beers, the videos of him dancing, schlepping the cup through the terminal at the airport.
At the casino. How about in the casino?
Of course. He's handling it the way that your drunk college roommate would handle if he won the Stanley Cup.
Great.
Who can't relate to that?
Listen, I have to say, I talked to you before. I talked to you a lot. But I was like, I went on record as saying that he was the most deserving guy that I've ever watched play hockey to get his name on the Stanley Cup. Like the rest of them, I'll be honest with you, I could care less. But that guy had to get his name on that Stanley Cup because he is the greatest player to not be on that great trophy, that chalice, that God's gift to the sporting world. That trophy is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. And the fact that he finally got on it, everything is good now. We can all die.
Yeah, I completely agree. And first of all, I have to, for those of you that don't know, Scotty's the biggest of the big time. He's got the Brave 300 as his producers back behind him there. That's how many people you need for Pharrell on the
bench. It's true.
You guys deserve at least 13 to 15% of the credit for the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup, because for the past 3 years, and this is not a shoot, I have done your – excuse me, this is not a work. It is a shoot. I've done your radio show, and on the night the Capitals were eliminated, I was doing a phone interview with him.
Right.
And I'm getting texts from your producer saying, Dukes, we'd like for you to come on, but we don't want your team to get eliminated. How's tomorrow? And I can't even tell you how much that means to me. I can't even tell you how much that means to Washington, D.C. The fact that as a Pittsburgh Penguins fan, had the common decency to not eliminate the Washington Capitals by booking me on your show the night they're playing. They should be carving a brass statue for you.
I actually rooted for him. I went on the NHL tour here on the network and went on all these stations. And I said they were going to win it because of Ovechkin. No other reason. I'm like firmly entrenched in that he's the reason you won the cup. There is, you could talk about all these other guys. Everyone, Lars Eller and Oshie and Holpe, sure, they all played well. But the reason why you won the Stanley Cup is Alex Ovechkin. Again, the game winner in the Game 7, multiple game winners in the semi or, in the conference final and in the Stanley Cup finals. All the big goals, all the massive crank one-timers. The hits that he laid on people all over the ice. Because everyone thinks it's Tom Wilson. The best hitter on that team is Ovechkin. He is a monster hitter, and he forechecks like no other. That guy is a freak. He's the reason you won the Stanley Cup. And I think that the rest of the team was fabulous. You'll never have that same type of team or chemistry again. That's the team that won it. They'll never be quite the same. The Penguins did it again because they have Crosby and Malkin, and then you get Kessel and all these other guys, Hornqvist. You get a core of great players. I think Washington has that. Then you don't have to worry about all the other pieces. Let me ask you this question, though, about Harper. I'm watching this guy. He's got 19 homers, 43 RBIs, whatever it is. Last night he's getting foul balls off his elbow, or he got beaned, and then he got nailed in the left foot, 100 mile an hour pitch right in the foot, had to leave the game. Yesterday, there's unnamed losers saying he's a loser, and then today, you got your GM standing up for him. What did everybody in D.C. think of his comments about, that being chicken shack, and you're a gutless piece of, blah, 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 and you're a coward, and all the rest? I love that. How about this Rizzo guy?
I love it, too, but there's a couple of things here. It's political, as you know, of course, Scotty. Mike Rizzo going out there, he wants to re-sign Bryce Harper. What's he going to do but take a flamethrower to those comments? And whoever that anonymous report was from, maybe that's the guy that's salty that he's not going to have a crack at signing a $400 million, $500 million contract for Bryce Harper. All of it's chest dumping. All of it's going out there and, try to put yourself in a better position. My deal is, this guy's not seeing any good pitches. I mean, he's, all the home runs, his on-base percentage is where it needs to be, but he's getting walked left and right. How's he going to get into a rhythm? I tell you what was a bigger controversy here is that poor guy walking out there, poor guy, is a ravishing head of hair, all the money in the world. But he walks out there in a Las Vegas sweater, and the entire area turned against him. I had call after call mother-effing that guy on my phone. And the reason is, Scotty, they all think he's going to leave. They all think that he's always wanted to leave. And all I've seen him is wearing Redskins hats, going to Capitals games, saying everything that he needs to. And, oh, by the way, when they're in the playoffs against San Francisco Giants, who's the only guy that brought his lunch pail? It's Bryce Harper. So I don't know. I'm hoping the Stanley Cup means that Washington, D.C. fans can have nice things. But they were so busy turning against him for wearing a Golden Knights sweater inside of the Capital One.
I mean, how stupid are you? He's from there. I mean, how pathetic are you? Like, are they really – they've turned on their best player, and now he's like a public enemy number one?
It was like a hangover from when John Wall came out onto the – it was Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. John Wall came out in an Emmitt Smith jersey, and everybody lost their minds. We have to ruin stained glass windows. We have to take a rock and throw it straight through them. And I just hope, I hope it's not anything that he holds a grudge against. I think he likes riling people up. I mean, the Instagram post of, hey, I want to play with Chris Bryant, people take that personally here. Everybody gets in their feelings. I mean, that's a friend of his. Why wouldn't he want to play with them? Oh, my God, he finally has a team in Las Vegas that has been punished for his entire existence because of gambling. Oh, which, by the way, sports are now a great thing. And now he finally has a team. He wasn't down there banging on the glass in his Golden Knights jersey. He was the most famous person in the entire arena, and he had that sweater on, so they put the camera on him, and that was it. It was very
funny. And wasn't he, like, congratulating the Capitals after they won it?
Of course. You know who else did? The Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, just I think you're dealing with a market that is not used to success, and because of that, they act petulant at times.
Right.
They're childlike at times, and I hope we get over it here.
Wow, that's crazy stuff. Well, I'm glad. Did you go to the parade and get hammered?
It was the first time I ever needed security, Scotty. I know someone like you, that's happened to you several times in your career, but we're down there broadcasting live. We've never seen anything like it. I mean, the last time the Redskins won the Super Bowl in 92, 75,000 people showed up because the police were overwhelmed at Super Bowl 22, so they didn't allow it to take place.
Right.
You know, since we get protests, we get parade all the time, we don't have one of these. It's been decades and decades and decades. So I got to say this, one arrest for 400,000 people, beat that. You know, any other city, as far as civility goes, we may not run you out of our stadiums, but we're going to get drunk and have a good time if something good happens. It was one of the most overwhelming experiences I've ever had, and I was stacking up against any Lombardi trophy, any NBA championship, any stuff that comes along.
Lastly, I got 30 seconds. So how far is it from, like, D.C. to Delaware where you can now bet on sports?
It's not that far.
It's like, is it like 30 minutes, 20 minutes? How far is it?
I mean, I think if you, like, get in your car and drive north for, let's say, 30 to 20 minutes, you'll probably be there and be able to throw cash.
He has no idea where Delaware is. That is awesome. What a fat drunk. I love you. You're awesome. Chad Dukes versus the world. I love that guy. He's awesome. My favorite guy from D.C. on The Fan, Chad Dukes, one and only. And he loves wrestling. Chicks dig wrestlers. Woo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.